Good afternoon. Welcome to Live Well Lifestyle Teleseminar with Perry A. This is your hostess, and I'm the author of Living Clay. And I noticed, although clay helps a lot of people with a lot of things, that there were some people that nothing seemed to work for. And when I would talk to them, I discovered some beliefs that were blocking their pathway to wellness. And so I started these teleseminars. And my intention with the lifestyle seminar is to open awareness to how we can support our well-being from loving thoughts about our body's ability to heal and return to balance, to learn to substitute positive thoughts for negative ones, to open the door to self-healing, to release anger, regrets, and judgment, to forgive and move on, to learn about living a peaceful, healthy, and productive lifestyle. So that's my intention for today and for these sessions. No one's perfect. We all make mistakes, and we all have things we regret that we may have said to someone that we believe may have hurt their feelings, or maybe we were so powerful we could change the course of events in their life by our opinions, and we wish we hadn't said it. Well, you don't need to keep carrying that around. If you go back and ask them, you'll probably find they don't even remember the incident, and they let it go long ago. So just forgive yourself and make a note to be more conscious of how you speak to people in the future. But let it go. Our topic today is relax and allow. And when you relax, you let go. So relax, release, and allow. And I love the way when I draw cards for these sessions, I just have an intention before I do that I'll get the perfect message. And the Louise Hay card that I drew today was, take a nice deep breath and release all resistance to healing. I am willing to release the need for this condition. I thought, how perfect that quote is for the message that I want to deliver today. And last week we talked on beliefs and three things we believed about certain issues, and I would love to get some feedback. I'm going to run over and see if we have any questions that have come in. No, so it's up to me, and I would love to get some feedback and hear if any of you were on the call last week, if it was helpful for you to look at your beliefs. And we talked about three beliefs: about our health, about our relationships, about work, about getting a job, about money, about our future. And when we write down the three things we believe, we can look and see if it's helpful or harmful. And if it came by a conscious choice, if we decided to take on that belief, or did somebody give us that belief maybe when we were a child and we were still operating out of it, and maybe times have changed and it still isn't applicable to us. So I'm going to ask if anyone has any feedback on last week's exercise, on the belief exercise, if it was beneficial to them or they had an aha on doing one of them, if you'd share that. And you can do that by pressing star 2 on your phone, or you can, if you're on your computer, you can email me a reply. But if you press star 2, I can open your line and you can share with us maybe an aha or a benefit that you got from that exercise last time. Well, I don't see anybody brave enough to raise their hand yet, so let me check our questions, our Q&A. And I don't see anything there. So y'all are just going to let me do all the talking today, huh? Okay. Well, I've got to admit a mistake I made. Yesterday I told everybody it was my 75th birthday. And I got wonderful well wishes, had a beautiful day, was just blessed with, I've just met so many people in my thought to be 75 years, But guess what? My birthday is, I'm still 74. I just told everybody last year I was 74, and I guess I tried to skip 73 or something. But last night when I did the math, I got one more year to go before I hit 75. So you see, we're not all perfect. We all make mistakes. And it's okay to admit them and laugh at yourself. And now then I give people freedom to make a mistake and feel silly, too. I mean, how do you forget how old you are? Children never do. I guess when you get older, it's not quite as important. And I got to thinking about the math last night, and I went, no, 8 from 12 is 4, not 5. So I gave myself another year at 74. So wasn't that a nice birthday present? See, I love to find the beauty in everything. So that was a beautiful mistake, and it gave me another year at 74. Our awareness quote for today is, you need never guard yourself against what you don't want. Just relax and allow what you do want. So what we are about is the restoration of the sense of well-being and acknowledgement that we are inherently good and that all is well. A relaxing into wellness rather than a resisting of illness. A relaxing into goodness rather than a resisting of the evil. A relaxing into abundance rather than a pushing against or not having enough money. This is a quote from Abraham Hicks, The Law of Attraction, that I really, really enjoy. Made me aware of how I could steer my life that it didn't happen just by accident. So we have a daily affirmation that we say that, and I hope you all are reading these every day. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better and better. I'm stronger, wiser, healthier, and more content. I am peacefully calm, and I trust myself. So that's our daily affirmation. Now, the outlines for the day will be posted in a couple of days, and Cheryl will send out an email to you of where to go to get the archive so you can print out these notes and do the exercises. One of the exercises we're going to do today that's important in allowing and relaxing and allowing is to really love yourself. When you love yourself, you put out such energy and such joy that people can't not love you back. And we feed our body every day, but how often do you feed your soul? We sort of neglect our soul. So I have an exercise for us today about feeding your soul at least once, twice, or three times a day. So every time you look in the mirror, make eye contact with yourself and say these things. 1, I love myself just as I am this moment. So you're totally accepting who you are. You're not resisting. You're not fighting against. You're just allowing yourself to love who you are in this moment. I am totally, totally independent of the good or bad opinions of others. Wow, that is such freedom, to be totally independent of the good or bad opinions of others. I don't need your opinion about me to define myself. I don't need your opinions about me to limit myself. It's nice to hear if it's a good opinion, but do I really need it? I should know that myself. So that is total freedom, to totally be independent of the good or bad opinions of others. I am beneath no one nor above anyone. And that's a good one. That one creates connection. We are all alike in so many ways. And I am beneath no one nor above anyone. That will put you in connection with everyone. I am fearless in the face of any and all challenges. It's a choice to believe that you are fearless in the face of any and all challenges, even before they come, knowing that you'll have the wherewithal to meet it and find a positive solution. If you have that outlook, then your challenges are merely short stepping stones to a higher place. I am unique and one of a kind, and so you are. There's not another thumbprint like yours. There's not another personality like yours. There's not another life that experienced everything through your perceptions in your eyes. You are unique. Your journey on this life, this planet, have given you skills and abilities. You've learned different things. Most of us are unconscious to our own greatness. And I wish if I could give you anything, as I know someone, I wish they could see themselves through my eyes, because it's so easy for me to see their greatness, their ability, and their talents. Okay, my intention for today is I intend to make my world safe, peaceful, happy, playful, creative, cutting edge, serving, mentally expanding, enriching, and healthful. I kind of like that one. That's a pretty good intention. I hope each of you make intentions. I've talked about intentions before and how important they are, and that if we can make intentions every day about everything we do, a phone call we're about to make, somebody we're meeting for lunch to discuss maybe a solution for a problem, and that you have an intention about that meeting. You have an intention about being with relatives, that maybe you have a one that you're sort of in conflict with, and your intention is you're going to be together this weekend, and that you have a non-judgmental, appreciative weekend, respectfully acknowledging each other. And it's amazing when you set those intentions what happens in your life. I have intentions to find parking places right up at the front. This week I've been doing demos at the Whole Foods and Central Markets in Austin. And I drive right up to the front, and invariably, the last two I did, I had the closest parking spot. And one of them, as I was driving out, a lady was backing up to release it for me. And I was right in line for it next. So every time I have those, I give a little blessing of thanks and gratitude. And I say, thank you for whoever opened that up. The spirits, the energy, my thinking, the angels, whoever did it, I'm grateful for. And I acknowledge that. I have an exercise for us to do today, and I'm going to tell you about it first, and because there's some things you need to do, and then we'll go through it together. I call it the sieve exercise. Imagine a screen, like a screen door, or a sieve, like when you're cooking and you pour something through to drain the water off, and it has the little square screening in the bottom. That's about the size I want to imagine, a panel, a screen with about that size holes. And we're going to take that panel and start at the top of our head, and in our imagination, bring it down through our body, slowly over the face, through the scalp, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the ears, down to the throat, the jaw, the shoulder, the neck, the shoulders, and just all the way down through your body. Gently bring this sieve down. And what we're looking for is congestion and blocks. And as you're going through it, you may hit a block over your ear or your jaw. And there's a little more density when you move this imaginary screen. At that point, you'll go ahead and gently push the screen down through that area. Then I want you to take the screen and go from left to right through that area. Go through it from left to right, and then from right to left to come back through. Then just above it, and go down through it again. So what we're doing is breaking up that density and then releasing anything that may be blocking your healing or may be blocking the flow of energy in your body. And so we do that all through the body. You may have a block in your shoulder or your knee or your abdomen or your chest, over your lungs. Wherever you feel that density, just stop and take the screen and go side to side, back and forth, above and below, below and up, and just keep going until you feel that density loosening up. And then you can start back above that place and begin again going down through your body and seeing what you see. So this is just to open up density, things that we're holding in our body. Sometimes we hold old anger, unforgiveness. We have a mad on somebody, and we hold on to that mad longer than we should. And so it allows us to release, relax, and allow the flow of energy. So I'm going to turn on the music, and we'll begin. So I want you to sit back and relax. Take in a deep breath in. Breathe in deeply. Hold and release slowly. Releasing all the breath all the way down, deep, deep, deep. Again, breathe in and exhale. As you do, relax your body. Let go of any tension you're holding. Just be in a peaceful state. Breathe in and release. Breathing out, expelling all that stale air. Breathing from deep within your stomach. Now take the screen above your head and just imagine it. Imagine you're gently holding it on each side, pulling it down through your body, through your scalp, through your brain, through your eyes, your nose, your ears, your jaw, your teeth, down through your neck. And then down through your shoulders, over your chest, and anywhere you feel a little ball of density, stop and go from left to right. Let's go back up to the face and go from left to right. From the left side, take your imaginary screen and feel it coming slowly across. Slowly, slowly, slowly across to the other side. And then take your screen from your right side and slowly pass it back across your face and your head all the way to the left side. Now begin again above your head, above your scalp, and slowly bring it down. You can move your hands with you as if your hand is the screen. Letting it slowly pass across your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your teeth, your jaws, down and through your neck. And just continue to go down across your body, across your chest, through your shoulders, your arms. Just do one arm at a time, starting at the shoulder. Come down through that arm, through the elbow, all the way down through the hands and the fingers, just feeling the relaxing as you make that movement. Now take the sieve and imagine it going through the other shoulder, slowly coming down through the forearm, the elbow, the wrist, the fingers, and just totally relaxing. Now imagine the sieve at your throat. And we're going to bring it down through your thoracic area, through your chest, your lungs. Just slowly feel it drifting through. Again, if you feel any density, maybe in the stomach area or the colon area, bring your sieve to one side and go from left to right slowly. And from right to left slowly. And then go from the bottom up, just slowly feel it coming through and feel the breaking up of any density. then begin at the top and go back down through your stomach and your colon and your hips. Go down your hips. We'll take one leg at a time. Let's go to the right side. Bring the sieve down through your thigh, your knee. Maybe a little density in the knee. If so, take it left to right and right to left, below to above, and slowly from above down through that knee again. Down your shin, down to your ankle, your feet, and out through your toes. And we'll start on the other hip and take the screen and slowly go down through your hip, your thigh, feel it going over your knee, down your shin, through your ankle, and out your feet. Now breathe in and totally relax, knowing that you have loosened any heaviness in your body, any masses that were lodged in there, not allowing the energy and the blood flow to go through your body and heal you. Now feel the flow of energy just from your head, just gently all the way down through your body, down through your toes, totally relaxed, leaning back and just letting go, falling deeply into your chair, your feet grounded on the floor. You have given yourself the gift of the flow, the gift of energy allowing to go through your body. Breathe in deeply and slowly release. And I think we need a day in the sunshine now. So in our imagination, let's take ourselves to the Valley of Peace and Serenity. The sun is shining, it's warm on your face and your body as you walk barefoot through the grass. And of course, before you can come into the Valley in Peace, we have to leave our baggage outside. So put your backpacks down in the pile and you can get them when you get back. Any resentment, anger, any to-do-ness, anything I have to do, any judgments about yourself, any judgments about others, leave it all outside and go in pure like a butterfly and feel yourself just like that butterfly flittering from one flower to the next, gently flowing with the breeze, going left and right and turning and spreading your wings and stopping and just folding your wings and expanding and folding and expanding. And just feeling the movement in your body. You are the butterfly, the beautiful butterfly, going from flower to flower, petal to petal, just gracefully flying about the meadow, adding your loving touch to everything. So every person you touch today will be blessed in a special way. Who you are makes a difference. A smile, a word of encouragement, a positive thought about someone will give them a lift. And know that without even efforting or trying, what you do today matters to someone else. We all are connected and we all influence the world around us. Make it a day of beauty, a day of blessings. Count your blessings. Feel the sunshine as you hold your face back and reach up to the sky. Spread your arms and invite life in. It's all good. And you are internally good. The essence of your being is very pure. We release any mistakes we may have made, anything we may have said or done that harmed another, and let it go. It wasn't intentional. It was a reaction to an emotion, and just release it. let it go, so that you can return to pure joy and pure energy, and bring yourself back gently into your body, and feel yourself, feel the energy, feel how good you feel. There are no burdens, there are no worries, there are no cares, just in this moment. And you can come back to this moment of peace and serenity anytime you feel like it. So I'm asking you to slowly bring yourself back to consciousness. And when you feel like it, open your eyes. And I'm going to go back to the phone lines and see if anybody has any questions, if there's anything they're working on today that I haven't covered that they would like some input on. If you're on your phone, if you press star 2, it'll open your line, and I can acknowledge you, and we can share that information. This is a safe environment, and I ask everybody here, you know, not to take anything that's said and do anything harmful with it. We're all learning together, so what we say is safe. We want to create a safe environment where we can all show up as who we are. Well, I must have done a great job today because I'm getting no stars on my phone. It's difficult not to be able to see your faces and interact with you, and I'd like to hear back from you and hear what it is you're working on. And if you could email me, my shortest email is perrya@perrya.com. That's perrya@perrya.com. So if you will email me, if you have something to say that you're hesitant to say on the phone through the live wires, please contact me, and I'll be happy to see if I can shed some light or help you through a difficult situation. I see the names here of old friends, and I'm just thrilled that so many of them have been on the phone with me today. It's a joy to have you here listening in and participating. And our time is about up. So remember that to watch for your teleseminars notices, because Cheryl will send out a notice when this exercise has been archived so we can return to it and have it. If you'll read it daily and do the exercises, I think it will help you. Just read the quotes, if nothing else. And for a closing thought, I'd like to close with, we create our emotions, thoughts, words, and actions. We can create misery, hurt, fear, revenge, etc., or we can create happiness, harmony, confidence, peace, and joy. Each of us makes these choices many times each day. Be aware of your conscious choices. This is from John Rogers, Fulfilling Your Spiritual Promise. So I wish each of you a blessed week. Look for your gratitude in gratitude for all the blessings that are around you, and you'll be surrounded with so many more. It is in the giving that we receive, and the essence of our being is love. Have a good day, and again, I'd like to hear from any of you. I am going to go back over to the Q&A and see if possibly we've had any questions coming in. Thank you. One lady said, I felt a large release in my neck pain after the sieve exercise. Thank you very much. So thank you for sharing that. I hope each of you found some release somewhere in your body with that exercise, and feel free to do it as often as you like. Until you sit still and go through your body to check, you don't know what's there and where the density is. So thank you for that acknowledgement. I appreciate it. And I have another one. Joni in Hendersonville said, thank you for your spirit. Thank you, Joni. I appreciate that so much, because I'm kind of talking to a computer here and I can't see your faces and make the connections the way I'd want to. So it's nice to know someone's out there getting some benefit for it. So thank you very much for the comments. And let's see, I'm going to go back one more time to phone lines to see if anybody has anything they would like to add. I press star 2, and if I don't see anything, I'm going to say, go forth and have a blessed day. Enjoy this day and each day after. I've got another year at 74, so I'm going to enjoy every moment I can. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, have a beautiful day. This is Perrier signing out.